Now to a story about another major cultural group in Miami, the city's Haitian community. Wednesday will mark the one-year anniversary of the massive 7.0 earthquake hitting Haiti. About 300,000 people were killed, and a year later, much of the country remains in ruins. Many survivors sought refuge in the United States, most arriving in South Florida. As Shannon Novak reports from Miami, those who hope to return to a rebuilt Haiti are now struggling with frustration and despair.
Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood sounds and looks much the same. Buildings are painted in pastels of blues, pinks, and yellows, and music fills the air. But there seems to be an emptiness, a sadness, when you look into people's eyes.
Okay, but you know you can get 5 for $20. You have 2 here.
Business is slow at Sonny's record and video store. Owner Candy Metellus Chefrere says entertainment remains largely a luxury.
The ideal, the goal is to come to America to be able to support whoever's still back there. We are resilient people and we like to have fun. We like to be entertained. But when you have families, you know, sleeping in the street, you know, in tent cities, it's kind of hard to concentrate on those things.
In the years since the earthquake, many locals have family from Haiti now living with them. Most are sending money to Haiti to support family remaining there. Down the street at San La Haitian Community Center, shell-shocked earthquake survivors still fill the waiting room seeking whatever help they can get. This center is run by Gypsy Metellus. Like many here, she wonders, what happened to all the money donated for Haitian recovery? She also wonders how she'll help all these people without additional resources.
You know, at times I find myself feeling so sad and so frustrated. I feel it coming on right now. Right?
Plane load after plane load of Haitians landed in Miami to join the roughly 500,000 Haitians already living in the U.S. Locals here expected much more aid and a better coordinated assistance effort. Haitian advocates here say the increased demand for services far exceeds what is now available. Vea Lajajin is an elderly woman who survived the earthquake and arrived in Miami just last month. Looking striking with her hair wrapped in a traditional Haitian scarf, she speaks through a translator about symptoms that have plagued her since the earthquake.
Sometimes she feels like her blood is boiling all over. It's like an electrical shock that is going through her body. And when it's like that, she feels cramps all over her legs, all over. It's still happening to her.
Haitian community leaders here say they don't have the funds to properly care for these survivors. In addition, many Haitian Americans are still dealing with the loss of loved ones and other hardships since the earthquake. Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho recalls how suddenly about 1,500 new students enrolled in school with special needs.
These were kids in fear, kids that refused to sleep in their own beds. They kept a glass of water filled because that was the way in the island that they could determine the tremors, and they kept it by their nightstand. So a traumatic experience told time after time by these young men and women.
The school system deployed psychologists who are still assisting the students in the difficult adjustment. Marie-Paul Woodson is sitting with clients at the Miami chapter of FOM, the Haitian Women's Organization. She says even a year later, the demand is overwhelming.
Those people have never seen someone, a counselor, a psychologist, to help them deal with the effects that the earthquake has had on them.
After the earthquake, there was some optimism that it would provide an opportunity to finally build a new and better Haiti. But now, after only 1 year, many Haitians living here say they feel forgotten. And like Haiti itself, Miami's Haitian community appears to many to be cracking. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.